Hello, this is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. So, yeah, we're just having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah. Which one do you have on file?
It's a, let me see, it's a Visa ending in 8376.
8376.
Yeah,
I look, say I know. 8376. Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Sure.
I know why, because I ain't put no money in the bank today.
Oh, no wonder.
Can I give you a different Visa? That's why.
Sure. Okay.
That's run through my personal.
Now, the new one that you're going to give me, do you want to use that for a one-time payment and then go back and store this original one, or should we just replace the original one with the new one?
Replace the original with the business one.
With the business one. Okay,
but
perfect.
So, to be honest, yes. I have gotten no leads out of y'all.
So, if you recall, Andrew, in the terms and conditions, we do state that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So,
yeah.
The good news is it's always the second and the third month where you really see the program pop and it starts coming to full fruition. I see that Google video verification was needed, and they sent you the instructions on the 13th. Were you able to get that completed?
No, I was not, because I've been on the run.
Okay, no worries. I'll send you the instructions again so you don't have to search for the email. But what it is it's a quick 10-minute process where you go in and you just upload a couple of things on a video form that goes to Google to show that you're a real business in the area. And what Google's doing behind the scenes is they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, because the only way you can get on the first page is to be a valid business in the area. So it'll say if you have a license or a business registration, if you have insurance, or even an invoice with your address published, or a work vehicle with tools that shows your state's license plate. So don't get intimidated by those instructions and think that you have to send all 7 or 8 items on that list. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. Just upload what you can, and then that will help you to get published on Google quicker, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then to go back to the business card, is it still the Palm Away for the billing address, or is that different?
Palm Away.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4246.
Okay.
3154.
Got it.
6263.
Okay.
7677. And how much is going to be deducted today?
Just $299.
Golly.
It's a flat rate month to month, so you don't have to worry about any taxes or surcharges or anything like that. And then what's the expiration?
What would it cost for me to cancel it?
There's a $398 early termination fee plus the past due $299 from February 6th. So what I would probably recommend is stick it out for the remainder of this month and next month, because if you cancel during your fourth month, then it's free. You don't have to pay any early termination fee.
All right.
So I think that, yeah, it'd be better for you to kind of stick it out. So, okay. And then I'm sorry, I didn't get the expiration, so the card didn't stick. So we have to put it in again. I'm sorry.
11:30.
11:30. And then what's the code?
420.
420. And what I was meaning is it actually erased the card because I didn't save it with the expiration. So I got to put the card number in one more time. I apologize.
All right. 4246.
Got it.
3154.
Okay.
6263.
Mm-hmm.
7677.
Okay, perfect. I remembered that part, the 76-77. I didn't remember anything else. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And do me a favor, if you have any questions when you try to do that video verification or if you hit a glitch or something, please call us because we can get you to the verification department that will walk you through it. I don't think you'll have any problems because it's a quick 10-minute process, but if you do, by all means, feel free to reach out to us. And then
I've already sent a video in.
Oh, did you already?
My license.
Yeah, oh.
I did it before you even told me about it. I
oh.
did one in the first 2 weeks.
Hold
I guess they declined it.
Let me see if they for some reason are requesting it again. I don't know why. Sometimes it won't stick, but it's because there was a note here on 127, January 27th, that says your Google business profile is verified. And then on February 13th, they required that video to be redone. So who knows? Sometimes when that happens, Andrew, you upload something and it has to be sent in a different format or something like that. So what I would do is just try to do it again, and hopefully it'll stick this time. If not, like I said, I could have the verification department walk you through it. Now, we can't upload it for you because Google will know by your GPS location that you're in the Maryville, Tennessee area. So if we did it, since we're not in that area, it would get rejected. So that's a little piece of the puzzle that you have to do on your end. But, you know, by all means, try to get it uploaded again, and then, you know, we'll make sure that it goes through.
Yeah, shoot me that email one more time, and then I'll try and do it today or tomorrow.
Absolutely. If you can hang out for just a second, I can ask the verification department what the best format is. You know, sometimes it's in a, in a format where it's the resolution is too large or something like that. So I could always ask if you want. If not, I can ask them and just send you a little text later, like, hey, please check upload it in this format.
If you could do that, because I'm sitting down with the client right now.
I figured. Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll do that. I'll send you a text later, and then in the meantime, have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.